This painting from 1895 is the earliest of a number of self-portraits in this area.
Self-portrait with cigarette is, to my way of thinking, one of the most extraordinary representations of an artist in full power. There stands Munch in a theatrical pose, lit by what seems to be a single light source. We can see a little bit under his chin and under his nose, so we know that he's above us. He holds before him a sign of his profession, not a paintbrush, not a palette, but a smoking cigarette. It is a portrait of the artist as a bohemian. It's painted in a very strange, rough-hewn manner, an unusual technique for an artist to be using in the mid-1890s. There's dripping paint over the surface, areas where he's taken his brush and rubbed it haphazardly across the surface, creating a sense of almost visual frenzy that contrasts with a very carefully represented face, ear, collar, and hand. And finally, he's outlined his eyes and areas of his face in ochre, giving him a slightly sickly look, one that prompted at least one physician who looked at this painting to claim that he was sick, that this was a dangerous man.
The doctor even warned that viewers might take ill simply by looking at this picture, a portrait of a man who dared to challenge convention.